It's Dredd and Migelski in the studio, and it's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Once again, we welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
What you got on your mind today?
Well, I did want to give a little update on boosters. The booster shots are being discussed tomorrow by the FDA Advisory Council. So by this time next week, we may have an update on it. They are still not being authorized or recommended. For those of you out there who are really interested in getting a booster shot, we don't know how long after your second dose it would be recommended for, but I think next Thursday I'll have another update on that.
All right.
And then I wanted to talk a little bit about the phenomenon that we have of people not coming back for their second vaccine.
Whoa.
We have a growing percentage of people who aren't coming back for their second vaccine at 3 weeks. So I just wanted to let everyone know if you can come back at 4 weeks, you can come back at 6 weeks. We're here Tuesdays under the tent. We've expanded the time because we have seen an increase in people coming in for first dose. So it's now from 3 to 6 on Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, no appointment needed. But if you've already gotten one dose, come back in for your second dose. Make sure that you're as fully protected as you can be. With the Delta variant, that second dose is really important, and you don't obtain full protection for 2 weeks after that second dose. So come back for your second dose, even if it's overdue. That's okay. Just come in. And to that end, we actually have some availability of Pfizer vaccine today after 9 o'clock. And we would like you to call us and let us know that you're coming because we have a lot of testing that's happening also. So we want to be able to be staffed and prepared and not have it be a long wait. So if you could give us a call at 964-1251 and say that you want a Pfizer vaccine, we've got that available today. We have 24 vials of Pfizer that are set to expire on the 20th. Of September. And so we want to make sure that we get them into as many arms as possible and we don't have to throw them away. So if you're one of those that who has missed your second dose, give us a call, come by. We've got a bunch and we really want to get everybody fully vaccinated. Tomorrow we'll have all three vaccines available from 3 to 5. And again, we would appreciate a call so that we know that you're coming and can get our staff ready for that. But if you just happen to be passing South Street or in Fort Bragg and it's 3 to 5 on Friday afternoon, all three vaccines will be available for you. I did want to give a shout out to two of our nurses who were honored by the Mendocino Coast Healthcare Foundation Excellence in Nursing Award. Maria Bermudez, who is actually on our COVID response team, she's an LVN here with MCC, and Linnea Matthews, the much beloved family nurse practitioner who has been in the nursing field for over 40 years. So I really am appreciative of the foundation for recognizing them in their work. And I've got some zip code data for you if you're interested.
Okay.
So Mendocino has now hit 90.6% of at least one vaccine and 82.3% of fully vaccinated. Fort Bragg has 78.6% at least one vaccine and 71.2% fully vaccinated. Elk making a little bit of progress at 44.5% with at least one vaccine and 39.1% fully vaccinated. Casper, where we had also been struggling, is at 46.4% with one vaccine and 42% fully vaccinated. Up in Albion, we've got 72.5% with at least one vaccine and 63.6% fully vaccinated. And in Westport, we've got 96.6% with one vaccine and 87.6% fully vaccinated. So we want people to come back for those second vaccines. Let's close those margins of at least one vaccine versus fully vaccinated. And hopefully we'll see these numbers jump next week.
Lucretia, Tuesdays in the tent have been very successful. Are you going to continue those in October?
We are. We're going to continue Tuesdays in the tent. We've expanded the time from to start at 3 o'clock because we did have kind of a long wait backing up. We've been seeing upwards of about 100 people a week turn out for that. So we are starting a little earlier. It's now 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And come on by. No appointment necessary. You don't have to be an MCC patient. We just want to get this coast vaccinated.
All right, Lucretia, thanks very much. Once again, a lot of good practical information and also information on how you can get that vaccine and also get tested. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you out there listening in to the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.